Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're looking for news, oh, we got something like it.
News. News.
No! No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
News or no, the news of the day presented by people who don't know anything about anything.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I feel this is going to be controversial news here in this room. But the Oscars are officially leaving television.
Good.
Yeah, that's how I had a feeling. And they will be moving to YouTube. Now, this is not going to happen immediately. ABC has the rights through 2028. So in 2029, they will stream on YouTube through 2033. So they made like a four-year deal there. I don't know why you're rolling your eyes.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
31, 30, yeah.
I find...
I love award shows. I will watch almost any. I will watch the big awards.
This
Grammy,
is one of
Oscars,
those things
Emmys.
Where it's like.
But what's your problem with them? What's wrong with celebrating people's
can't
great art?
Judge art. You can't.
But it's not really.
It is.
It is judging it, but it's more like the most popular, the biggest.
If that were true, then just go to the box office results and go, there we go. But they don't. And they get.
You're such a snoot.
I'm realizing
you don't like them because the Grammys are judging music and you can't stand that. But we all do it. It's fine to disagree with them.
I know, but then who gets to be the judge of the judges? Like
the Academy.
Isn't the Academy kind of skewed? Haven't we learned that?
They've done things to change that.
Oh.
No, but then they're too far or the other. Then they're like, we have to only do this. And it's like, how about you just have a real reason? It's like for the Grammys 10 years ago, One Direction should have won every Grammy ever, but they didn't because they sold more than anybody.
But it's not only about selling. It's also about what the people who make the art think of the art.
Then they're just like, oh, Ray LaMontagne was like so great. It was like, no, we don't like it. It's like just there's no way to say like whoever's judging it. That's why I don't like the Olympics. It's the same.
No, the Olympics is way more like
if it's a race and you get across the line first. That's a correct. Winnable thing.
Do you know that
ice skating, you just can't.
No, but in ice skating, certain moves or exactly certain points, whether you complete them, whether you don't, whether you attempt, whether you don't, that stuff is science.
But then the German judge does like 4.1 and then the Canadian judge does 9.8 and you're like, dudes, you saw the same thing.
You need to watch a documentary on scoring of those things because they only have a small percentage that is opinion.
Yeah, but you've seen the results go from like 7 to 9 and you're like, if you were watching the same thing, I don't like award shows because I just don't think you can really judge. I just really don't. Because like there have been movies where everybody goes, wasn't that so great? No Country for Old Men is just so esoteric. And it's like, why? It's weird. Like I'd rather watch something.
It's weird to you.
Okay, but like Adam Sandler should have won an Oscar for Uncut Gems. Period. Full stop. And he didn't. I don't even know if he was nominated for it.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like he's Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's Adam Sandler. I mean, he's a dork. He's Happy Gilmore. He can't win. It's like, did you see that movie? It's wild who he is in that movie.
Have you seen the interview where he's with Timothée Chalamet and Timothée's like, dude, that was, I don't think it was that movie, but he's like, you're like one of the best actors I've ever seen.
I know.
Life, saying to Adam Sandler, and Adam's just like blushing. He's like, right. Don't tell people that.
Sorry. Anyway, you can watch your stupid show on YouTube at some point.
The Oscars will be on YouTube starting in 2029.
Welcome back to the Oscars. Like and subscribe.
Oh. I think it's like
they're
YouTube.
They're not going to do that.
Yes, YouTube they
TV.
Are.
No, it's going to be YouTube TV.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Promo code in the bio.
I hate you all.
Other award news, we...
Oh my God, I might have to do it.
No, because I am always curious as to what comes in the gift bags. Okay. And so the 2026 gift bags have been revealed.
For the Oscars? All of them? Or
for
the
all
Globes?
Of the Globes.
Okay. Sorry, the Globes. Okay.
So it's for all of the winner recipients as well as the presenters, I believe.
Okay.
They get a 6-night stay across luxury lodges. In New Zealand.
Hey,
3-night stay in Jamaica. They get, I don't know.
This is another thing that drives me nuts, you guys.
Yeah, this rubs me wrong.
They're already rich.
Yes. Yeah. They don't need this.
And I just feel like, good
Rare
for them.
Rare bottles of French wine from, I don't know how to say it, Le Bear, but I don't know. It's French. $210,000 of wine. That's how much it is.
Whoa.
These you bags guys, are over $1 million.
Yeah, it just it drives me nuts. Because yeah, I don't want to get it down another well that's going to make Princess mad at me. But I remember I wanted a motorcycle. I wanted Doc Martin boots. I wanted like Ray-Ban sunglasses. These are things I wanted. And then my girlfriend became one of the ZZ Top dancers.
Okay.
Wow.
So I go to Shreveport to watch them rehearse.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
They rented out the stadium in Shreveport for like a month to get ready for the tour because nothing else was happening in Shreveport.
Right.
Okay.
So they're renting out the stadium. They're doing whatever. And in comes Ray-Ban. They're like, sunglasses for all the guys in the crew. And like, oh, here's Harley. They roll in with like, hey, Billy Gibbons, you want a bike? He's like, sure. And it's like, here's Doc Martin. They made Purple Doc. And I'm like, that's not, like, I want them. He can afford them. And they gave them to him.
Yeah, but these rich people get rich because they can do things without paying for it.
It's just, sorry. I am in a terrible mood.
Take it away.
I want you all to note me at some point.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's talk about cookies.
Hack,
let's switch gears.
There's no way I can blow this up. Go, baby.
Okay.
Go.
Target has released, according to their data, the most popular cookie in every state.
Oh.
Dunce, based on Target sales. Okay. So the most the cookies that Target has sold this holiday season. Where do you think? What do you think Colorado's favorite cookie is?
Oreo.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Sorry, double stuffed Oreo.
Mm-hmm. Very specific.
I guess. Hold on, before I let it's the one holiday cookie. That's my mistake. It's the holiday cookie. Whereas Oreo,
but it's for sale. It's not something we make. It's for sale.
I was thinking the break and bake Elf cookies.
Oh,
the break and bake Elf cookies.
So smart. Yeah.
The ones that are already a circle and they have the little
design.
Oh, and then you just, but you don't draw on them.
Uh-huh. Those have actually never been baked. No one ever, you just.
You don't eat that
raw.
Eat
them. Yeah. We bake them.
Well, studies show.
They're a frequenter in our home.
I don't know what cookies you can buy, but I'm going to go with the weird ones that are barely baked. You know what I'm talking about?
The
ones in the bakery with the frosting and you're like, put in your mouth, you don't have any teeth.
Good.
You just gum it to death. You're like, nah,
a baby could have that.
Oh, God, they're so bad, but so good.
I actually don't like them very much.
Really?
Give me an Oreo any day.
I kind of concur.
Okay, what is it? Colorado's top holiday cookie is gingerbread.
Lies.
Throw it away.
Also, California, gingerbread, Iowa. Gingerbread.
Okay, because what other holiday cookies are there?
Any other cookie?
I agree. Bitch.
Now look who's in a bad mood.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.